Good morning, the Big Outdoors, News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati, the home of the Cincinnati Reds and best Bengals coverage. I really can't waste any time this morning, so getting right to it. Governor Mike DeWine, welcome to the Big Outdoors for the first time. I am humbled. I am ecstatic. And we had the pleasure of spending some time on a boat fishing on Lake Erie for Fish Ohio Day, which was the 45th anniversary. And, gosh, I didn't catch a walleye.
yeah, Chip, you know, you shouldn't tell them how many I caught because it wasn't very good.
So. No, I'm going to...
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I think the catfishing and sheephead fishing on walleye is or on Lake Erie is fantastic. And by the way, your son John is a good fisherman as well.
John was doing well, wasn't he? Yeah, he was doing very well, a lot better than I did.
Well, and you were standing right next to him, so I'm surprised it didn't rub off on you. At least his technique.
Well, You don't have to tell your listeners that we were right next to each other. You don't have to tell them that you know he was beating me and he was pulling him in and I couldn't get anything. So
you could have at least caught the fish he released.
it was good to be out anyway. You know, day on Lake Erie or day on a pond, day on a lake is always good. You know, it's as they say, it always, no matter what you're catching or not catching, it beats the day in the office, as they say.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it's peaceful, it's relaxing. Your mind wanders about, you know, where the lake has been, you know, in the years past, where it's going in the future. And I have to say one thing: I've covered a number of administrations, and particularly the departments of natural resources under those administrations. And your support of the ODNR is unprecedented in at least my time in the media. And it doesn't pay for breakfast, but it is what I do kind of as a hobby, but it's unprecedented. And I got to ask where that comes from.
Well, you know, I have a real passion for the outdoors. I mean, when I was a kid, a real little kid, my parents had a trailer, you know, we were in state parks, in Ohio and out of Ohio. You know, I can remember fishing, you know, earliest memories are fishing, with my dad, with my grandfather. And you know, our fishing, because we're in Southwest Ohio, we grew up in, Fran and I both grew up in Yellow Springs. Our
right.
Fishing has been primarily on ponds and lakes and not on Lake Erie. So Lake Erie has been a new, you know, kind of a new thing for me since I became, you know, governor. You know, did a little bit when I was attorney general, but you know, we love Lake Erie. But my, you know, my background was fishing as a kid in a pond or a lake. I remember I think the biggest fish I ever caught was one time we were down in Kentucky Lake, and you know, I caught a 12-pound catfish, and you know, I was just a really, really little kid. I think the fish was almost as big as I was, but that's, you know, one of my earliest fishing memories. And then, you know, I was in scouts. You know, we had a scout master who was actually an ODNR wildlife employee, which was a great thing. He took us camping all the time, and you know, loved doing that. And then after Fran and I got married, started having children, you know, we camp, you know, usually tent camped with our kids. So, you know, it's just something I've grown up with. Grew up in Yellow Springs, and, you know, we're right close to John Bryan State Park. And we've got 1,000 acres there in Glen Helen. You know, roamed there as a kid, and we've taken our kids and grandkids there. So it's just something that I think is very, very important. We are blessed in Ohio with some great state parks. We're blessed in Ohio with some just beautiful land. And what we've tried to do since I've become governor is preserve it, protect it, add to it, you know, the old AEP property over in eastern Ohio.
Right.
We were very concerned that we would lose that for public hunting and fishing. You know, I think it has over about, I think over about 300 separate lakes in there. And so we were able to buy that and set that aside for forever. And, you know, that will always be available.
Well, you just hold that thought, Governor DeWine. We're going to take a short break. Chip Hart, my guest is Governor DeWine, the Big Outdoors, News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. Back in a moment.
It's going down in Big D.
Touchdown!
Joe Burrow and his Bengals go after their first win of the season when they take on the Dakless Cowboys. And the Orange and Black Attack dominate Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the call live from Dangerous Dan Hood and Dave Latham.
It is good.
Coverage starts tomorrow morning at 9 on 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
It's no secret, supply chain issues and scarce inventory have caused inflation in pricing vehicles. We've all seen some of the markup dealerships are adding to vehicles, but not...
Cincinnati Reds and best Bengals coverage. Governor Mike DeWine is my guest. And Governor, just continuing on your administration's support of the ODNR, you're the first governor in memory that appointed a non-elected official or retired elected official to the directorship of the ODNR in Mary Mertz. And I think that that was a brilliant move. And what she's done with the ODNR is just, I think, is unprecedented as well. And that kind of goes to the support that your administration has. And I look forward to great things. They've done great things, and I see that continuing in the future.
Well, Mary Mertz is a unique, special person. I first really knew her. She was my chief of staff when I was lieutenant governor under George Voinovich. Then when I was later, many years later, when I became attorney general, you know, I named her my chief of staff in the attorney general's office. And after I was elected, she came to me and just, you know, really, really wanted to do this. And she has the passion. You know, she loves being outdoors, and she's brought that passion to the department. And, you know, we shared a commitment, Mary and I do, to make ODNR, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, you know, the best in the country. We share a commitment to, you know, not politicizing it, but rather making sure that we have the best professionals in there that, you know, that we can find. It's also important, you know, frankly, that ODNR has enough money. You know, we were in a situation where, you know, for the first time in a long time when I took office, we didn't have a wildlife officer, you know, in every
right,
county.
Right.
And these are just things that, you know, are just really important as we, you know, provide great opportunity for people to get out, to enjoy themselves. And I think what's unique or what's just neat about our park system, for example, is there's so many different ways you can enjoy it. I mean, some people, you know, have their camper, a pretty sophisticated camper. They want to pull in. They want to have hookups and everything. You have other people, you know, who just want a tent camp. You have 60% of our people who go into a state park every day come out that same day. They do not spend the night, so they're day campers. And, you know, in Ohio, we do not charge anything to get into the state park.
That's right.
So stay there at night, you know, we'll charge something. But so it's just important that, you know, we're able to help all of those people. And so part of it is, you know, infrastructure, making sure that you take care of the infrastructure. And frankly, we'd gotten behind on infrastructure when I took office. It had been, I wouldn't say it'd been neglected, but you gotta, you know, you gotta keep it up every single year. And so we have some catching up to do. And frankly, we've invested, you know, a lot of money that over the next several years is going to be spent to, you know, to restore the infrastructure. We have lodges. Some people, you know, want to stay in a nice room in a state lodge. Governor Rhodes and several of our other governors, you know, built these lodges. And again, they've been sort of neglected. And we're now, you know, going back and fixing them and to bring them back to the, you know, a prime state so that people can really, really enjoy them.
Well, you segued perfectly because that's where I was going to go with the funding for Ohio State Parks coming out of the state legislature, which I think is unprecedented as well. And as you've indicated, a good deal of our parks do need that infrastructure improvement. They get heavy use. You know, we're not a Kentucky. We're not a Montana. We're not a Colorado. And this is what we have to work with. So the experience has to be first rate.
Well, you know, I like to think that, you know, our experiences outdoors, you know, will equal about any place in the country. And these we've strategically placed in the past, these lodges, really to capture, you know, the kind of a combination of having nice right. facilities to stay in. But, you know, being close to a lake, being close to great hiking, you know, we're going to open up a new, as you know, a new state park in the next month. A new state lodge, and you know, we're very, very excited about that. You know, in our last capital bill, you know, we're investing over $588 million that's going to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and I want to thank the legislature for seeing the need. The good news is we're not going to have to borrow that money. Normally, in a capital bill, you borrow money and then you pay it back over 10 years or 20 years. And we're in a situation today. We've been very careful with our money. We're in a situation today where we're not going to have to borrow that money. We're actually going to pay cash as we do these different repairs and as we invest in our infrastructure. And I think, you know, taxpayers can feel very, very good about that.
Well, you're giving it back to them, that's for sure. Sit tight. When we come back, Governor DeWine, want to talk about your project H2 Ohio on the Big Outdoors. News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. Back in a moment.
McConnell here, and you would be stunned by the number of times I've asked if you can also listen to my morning show on your smart speaker. Of course you can, and it's very easy. Just say, hey, Google, turn on 700 WLW.
If you're one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from W.
Hey, we're back. The Big Outdoors, having fun. News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati, home of the Cincinnati Reds and best Bengals coverage. And, of course, Gary Jeff comes up at the bottom of the hour. His antics will take you till 9 a.m. Michael K. Allen will take you 9 to noon. Ken Brew. And, man, that's half your day having a heck of a lot of fun around the big one. News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. Governor DeWine. The program H2 Ohio has been well underway. Kind of, if you could just elaborate about your administration, how did that come about?
Well, it came about because of the algae bloom problem on Lake Erie. But the kind of the bigger picture is that Ohio is blessed with an abundance of water. And we're seeing other states, sadly, are not so blessed. And we're seeing what's happening right now in the Southwest,
yeah.
where they simply do not have enough water. So our job, it seems to me, is to preserve, protect this water, make sure it can be used for drinking. Over 3 million Ohioans get their water from Lake Erie, for example. And, you know, we need to worry about the algae bloom. So what we did, I brought scientists together, university researchers together right after I was elected, and we came up with a long-term plan, how we deal with Lake Erie, how we protect against the algae bloom. And, you know, a great deal of this is runoff from farms. And, you know, when you look at that, what we don't want to do is penalize our farmers, particularly those in Northwest Ohio, the Maumee Basin. You know, they do a great job. They're feeding us. They're feeding, you know, the world, so to speak. And so what we wanted to come up with is a way to deal with the problem, but also really not penalize our farmers. And we came up with H2 Ohio, and we're really doing two big things. One is we're improving paying farmers to help improve their ag practices to enable them to get the equipment and the things to really reduce the runoff, make it more precise as they apply it. But we're also building a lot of wetlands, and wetlands, you know, serve so many purposes, but one of the purposes they serve is to serve as a filter to keep the water that's going into Lake Erie, not have, the agriculture runoff and not nearly as much. So we have built or in the process of building, I think now we're up to 140 separate wetlands, nearly 1,200 acres of wetland and ecosystem restoration, more than 100,000 acres of watershed that's filtered by our wetland projects, and more than 60,000 trees planted in wetland buffers on our project sites. So this is all a work in progress. We're working with some other nonprofits. For example, we're working with Ducks Unlimited. They are putting some money into this project as well. We've got other wildlife groups. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. It's a filter, but it also helps, our whole wildlife. And it's just a great project, and we're going to continue to do this.
Well, and of course it extends into innumerable stream and creek basins, and you have close to home the wetland project that's breaking ground in Montgomery County with Spring Run, so that'll affect the Ohio River Basin.
Yeah, it's not just what goes into Lake Erie. I mean, we're spreading this out to really impact the entire state, and we're going to do more and more of this. So there's probably going to be a wetland, close to about any listener out there, anybody who's listening to us this morning. And again, we're monitoring the effectiveness of these new wetlands with the help of what we call the Lake Erie Aquatic Research Network, which is a group of field stations, laboratories, researchers representing different Ohio universities. So it's working, and we got a lot of partners, a lot of great partners helping.
Well, I'm sure you'll want to come back and chat with me in the future, right?
Would love to. We never even really got to talk about Fish Ohio. We started Inland Fish Ohio this year, or several years ago. So that's been fun as well.
Well, we'll catch up on all of that later. I know you've got a big day ahead of you. So, Governor DeWine, we appreciate your time, and thank you very much for your support of the ODNR.
Well, Chip, thank you, and good to be with you. Good to be with all our listeners.
All righty. With that, Governor, you have a fantastic day. Best of the family. We got to hit a break. The Big Outdoors News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. Back in a moment.
This is Dr. Charles Mills, a general dentist in Cincinnati. When my patients have Delta dental coverage, I know they have the best benefits in the business. If your group is looking...
LW Cincinnati? Few things to leave you with this morning before we kick you over to Gary Jeff. If you're in Indiana, they've completed a striped and hybrid striped bass stocking in innumerable Indiana lakes. Close to Cincinnati would be Patoka Lake, and of course Brookville, which is also a big walleye lake in southeast Indiana. But just go check IDNR, and they stocked, 247,000 striped bass in these 10 public lakes throughout the state. Hallelujah to that. And if you didn't see this, hunters smashed the Mississippi alligator record 3 times in a week. And according to the Mississippi Department of Fish and Wildlife, this guy was a monster. And it was a lottery-style hunt that saw some 923 people given permits. But we have... Beth Trammell, a.k.a. the Alligator Queen, broke the state record with a 750-pound beast. Then broke it the next Sunday morning again. So, I mean, they got some huge gators down there. That's just unbelievable. And with that, Gary Jeff is next. The Big Outdoors News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati, home of the Cincinnati Reds and best Bengals coverage. Be safe in the woods, safe on the water, and safe in that tree stand.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Over the past 30 years, I've had people come up to me, often other lawyers, to tell me what a clever marketing idea.